So we've all heard about the deadly New York train crash. We've also heard reports about the possibility of brake failure. We've heard the possibility of the train going way too fast around the corner. Now it looks like the engineer is apparently told officials he was falling asleep before the train crash and derailment, of course, in New York City. According to Fox News, the engineer operating a commuter train that derailed in New York City told investigators that he had zoned out as the train headed into a curve. Of course, it was well posted over the speed limit, sources have said. Engineer William Rockefeller, not sure if he's related or not, said he was jolted back to reality only after a whistle went off in the front of the train warning him that he was going too fast. He was just somehow inattentive, one source said. Rockefeller all but admitted he was falling asleep. The NTSB, which is investigating the accident, said that the train was going 82 miles per hour as it went into a 30 mile per hour curve. So I guess we're waiting still for more answers, but whether it's sleep, whether it's brakes, whether it's speed, or a combination of all three, definitely someone needs to be held accountable. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.